City Council meeting for Tuesday, September the 5th, 2023 is called to order. Our invocation by Tyler Vito, Orange Beach United Methodist Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Tyler, are you here?
I don't think he's here.
We're gonna call him.
You wanna take it?
Yep. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time today. I just thank you for the chatter and the laughter and just the conversation that's building. It's the heart of this city. I'm so grateful for our employees. I'm so grateful for all of our staff that run the city behind the scenes and make it what it is. Thank you for a successful summer. I pray for wisdom. I pray for discernment. And I just pray that we do the right thing. And I pray your hand of protection over Orange Beach and all the people here. We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may call the roll.
Here.
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 Here. Considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Considering previous minutes of the Flood Damage Prevention Board of 8-1-23, our regular council meeting committee of the whole work session of 8-1 and 8-8-23. There are no objections. The reading of these minutes will be waived. Or any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements? What do we got coming up?
Really nothing in September very much.
No. We have the
Freedom Fest. Is
who's Alabama play?
Alabama plays Texas.
Alabama plays Texas at
the world,
home Saturday.
The world
there you
stops
go.
On
that's
Saturday
an event.
Who does LSU
about?
Play this weekend? Austin Peay.
We're not putting their band in Upper Deck, though.
We have the
I get to you.
Mako Pep Rally on the beach.
Do what now?
The Mako Pep Rally on the beach.
That's true.
What day is it?
I saw it.
It's coming up.
It's coming up.
I just
seems
go.
Like it's the 13th.
What
midget
is it?
Wrestling? Did you say something about
14th?
That?
14th. I'm being told it's the 14th.
September 29th is the Mako Pep Rally. Thank you, Jessica.
No, the 14th.
September. Oh.
Junie
B. Jones. Yeah.
29.
Am I losing control this early? Okay. So the 14th is the Mako Pep Rally. 29th is Junie B. Jones and Nicole.
September 16th is Coastal Cleanup.
Oh.
We'll be at Bobby Point at 8 a.m. We need volunteers.
Not, I'll be out of town. I'm sorry.
We need volunteers to repair and put up some additional bird stakes and signage on the island. I've asked our shoreline cleanup guys not to clean, so it's going to be dirty.
Bill Jeffries.
Anyone, please, 8 to noon, you get a free t-shirt, we'll have some food, it'll be fun. We have boats to sail you to the islands. We haven't lost anyone yet, so September 16th, Saturday.
What time?
We make it home for football. Starts at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Bill, will you take my spot this year?
Well, I have a commitment at the golf course on Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Get me out of that, I'm ready.
There you go. There you go.
I'm afraid my wife might think it's a habit that I'm fixing to change or something, so I'm not going to. Anybody else? Any other announcements?
Oh, I have one announcement, Mayor. Thank you. Mr. Stan Moss, who runs the Christian Service Center, is ill and needs our prayers. So please pray for his recovery. Last year, the Christian Service Center fed 100,000 families.
Wow.
They are the glue that holds it together.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Let's pray for his recovery.
Yes.
They are our go-to and have been for a long time.
Yes, always.
And Stan
will.
And Janice Moss.
Yes.
Well, there's a whole bunch, but they have been, I mean, I don't know how to, they're just good, good people.
Two gems.
They are good people. So, all righty. Auditing of accounts, please.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. Okay, we have two proclamations. First one is declaring September 17th through 23rd as our Constitution Week in the city of Orange Beach, and all citizens are asked to reaffirm the ideals held by the framers of the American Constitution in 1787 by vigilantly protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through this guardian of our liberties, remembering that lost rights may never be regained. I think we all agree.
Yes,
yes, I agree.
Amen.
Probably a lot more than most.
Yeah.
So, all right. Second proclamation is the Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month in the city of Orange Beach, Alabama, and all residents are encouraged to work together to raise awareness for GYN cancers, which are devastating. So,
yeah. Mayor, I believe we have some folks.
We got somebody here. Would y'all like to say something, or please do.
Mayor Kennan, council members, and citizens of Orange Beach. My name is Jim Crandall, and I am the founding member of the Laura Crandall Brown Foundation. Laura was our daughter who we lost to a battle of ovarian cancer at the age of 25 in 2009. My wife, Ceci, and I are honored to be here today and accept this proclamation. The Laura Crandall Brown Foundation focuses on early detection, research for the early detection of ovarian cancer, and we've actually funded research that goes on at Mitchell Cancer Institute in Mobile. Awareness education and support services for GYN cancer patients and their families, such as transportation, groceries, utilities, and other basic needs. And since our founding, we've granted over $650,000 in research and over $200,000 in support services. On behalf of the Laura Crandall Brown Foundation, we truly appreciate your continued support of this annual GYN Cancer Awareness Campaign. For more information about the foundation, I encourage you to visit our website of thinkoflaura.org. We have placed some information on the dais this morning. This afternoon for your information. Thank you again today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And do we have that on marquees? Can we put that up? We'll put it up on all of our marquees around town.
That'd be
and
great.
At the wharf. Absolutely.
Thank
it's
you
the least
so much.
We can do.
Thank we appreciate
yes.
that.
Thank Absolutely.
You. Thank you.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all for being here.
Yeah. Would y'all like a picture?
Yeah.
Yes, we would. Where do you want me to go, Mark?
All righty.
I don't even know how to start.
This is
killing me here. So I guess the best way is embarrass you as much as I can. Because I'm telling you, this man is a very special man to me, and I know he is to y'all.
Amen.
But he's my go-to. And I don't have many of those that I would trust with a handshake deal for $10 million or take a bullet for me. But Chief Kimmerling is one that I would. And hopefully he knows that. So came at a time that we needed leadership. We needed strong leadership. And we needed experience. And good Lord delivered him at that time. So, and it was like so many other things, it was truly in my mind divine. Because coming out of retirement in Orange Beach, Alabama, coming from somewhere north of I-10, sort of bizarre, but you're here, right? I wasn't going to call you a Yankee, but coming from Illinois, so it was a blessing. So I'll turn it over to y'all.
I've told Mike, when he first got here, I mean, he signed up to be an ambassador. And so I told Philip, I said, I want to ride with someone. He said, why don't you ride with Mike Kimmerling? I said, okay. So I rode with him that day, and that was nothing but leadership going all out throughout the entire beaches, because he'd stop, he would talk to you, whether it be kids or it be adults, and just be talking to them, and they may have a glass container. He said, let me take that, just put this in a plastic one. And they said, oh, sure, yeah, no problem. Then we move on down the road, and there would be digging this big hole. And he said, well, that's okay, have a good time. But he says, if y'all can, just cover that hole up before you leave, you know. Oh, yeah, we'll do it. But he had such a soft but strong leadership that it amazed me. And I told you that, Mike. Servant leadership is not dime a dozen. It is a trait that few people will understand, and few people will actually use it and apply it. And that's what you did. That's what you've done the entire time you were here. And I have thoroughly enjoyed working with you. This city is better because you are here, and your leadership will still transcend through every building that Fire has, and for all the ones that are here, we can't say thank you. It seems like it's just a little shallow, but I tell you, we love you, and we appreciate you, and appreciate all you and Beth have done for our city.
And Ms. Kimberly, meant to thank you too.
Yes.
For letting us have you. So we appreciate that very much.
Yes.
Your support.
Yes.
Thank you.
When we were able to talk about it a few weeks ago, I told Mike, you came on board, you took a department, when you always leave something, whether it's business or in life, you want to leave it better than you found it.
Yes.
And this is true to the support that you show here and what you've done in a short period of time for that department. Trust me, you said, well, I don't know that I have. I said, trust me, you have.
Amen.
And you will, and it's because of your leadership, and I can't say enough about it. Ladies and gentlemen that have supported you, including your wife, Beth.
Yes.
Takes a lot to support a department head. And can't say enough good things about you for that, Ms. Kimberly. But thank you for your service and jumping in like you did and leaving the department better than you found it. Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
I think that's something that we all strive for. Every one of us that sits up here hopes that we will leave our city better than we took it. And you are the poster child for that. I thank you for everything you've done for all of us, and especially for me personally. You've always been there for me. I love working with you. I love calling you and complaining to you. I love laughing with you, and I'm going to miss you very much, as we all are. So thank you.
I like her calling and complaining to you.
One of my mentors always, Dr. Will Baker, always said, do the right thing no matter what when nobody's looking. And, you know, when I found out you were leaving so quickly, there was an emptiness. It was like, whoa. And I just want to say, class, poise, honorable, every time I'm in your presence, I'm more comfortable. and I think the entire city felt that. So you have left behind a great legacy, and I just wish many, many blessings to you in the future. And just thank you for the time and just giving us what you've given us, because you truly were a blessing. Thank you both.
And I just want to thank all of you. It takes a lot to take somebody and that you don't know very much about and to trust them with something as important as the department that it was entrusted with, and the lives of the men and women who work for us in there, and the lives of the community. And it means a lot that you did that. And I respect all of you for all the things that you gave us and that trust that you instilled in us to do the job we do every day. And the men and women behind me back here deserve that trust. They need it, they deserve it, and our citizens deserve what we provide for them. I just want to say, I'm glad you fell to me, Councilman Johnson, because you know what? Every time we drove away, they got their glass bottles back out, and they dug the hole deeper. And I know that because the Leave Only Footprint program is still going strong, right? We're still having the same problems we had back then. So I don't know I made that big an impact, but I definitely appreciate that. And so I'll also tell you to walk down in front of a council for a department head could be a very long walk at times. And it has never been a long walk for me, because I have always felt that I had the same honor and respect for me as I have for all of you and what you do for the city. Because I want to tell you, there's not a lot of leadership out there that would do all the things you do for the betterment of the city. And it takes a team. You're a great team. We have a great team. And those teams make a difference. So I appreciate everything you all do. Keep doing it. You're all wonderful people. I'll miss you a lot. We're leaving in capable hands. I'm glad you're not having to hire another Yankee from Illinois. It's a good thing. So it's great. So.
Agreed.
Thank you very much.
Please know that you and Beth take a piece of our heart with you as you go forward.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we need to get a picture.
Let's all get a
picture. Yeah. The one thing I will tell you is that I was going to call in sick, because you know how much I hate this kind of stuff. I really was. And Ford told me that if I did, I wasn't going to get my last
shot.
We set that new ambulance to get you.
And we were warned. We were warned you did not want a party.
This is pretty extreme to get out of the Garden Club presentation. And now the happy flip side.
I just feel like we should be doing more. I don't know. I hate to just.
He didn't want it.
Yeah, I know. But.
But we can still make him stay through the council meeting, right, Mayor?
Exactly. Still on the payroll.
There you go.
Okay, moving to resolutions. Resolution awarding the bid for the new Wildlife Center, $720,000.
Move to postpone consideration till the next council meeting on September 12th.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving to new business, miscellaneous. Approval of a restaurant retail liquor license application, Laura's 2 Inc., Laura's at Canal Road, Suites 11 and 12.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Are the folks here from Laurie? You are? Will you stand?
And I believe it's Loria.
Loria's?
Loria.
Thank you so
Loria.
Much.
Loria, okay.
I just recently stopped at your establishment in Gulf Shores, and a friend of mine here in Orange Beach says they're getting ready to open. here in Orange Beach. So thank you for being here. We appreciate
well, yeah,
it.
Thank yes.
You. We enjoy,
well, tell
we're,
me,
we're going to enjoy it.
Since I'm not allowed in Gulf Shores, will you tell me what y'all are, what y'all are doing? A what?
An Italian bistro. Oh, really? Excellent.
Yes. Where, and I should know, but might as well give you that commercial. Where at?
Oh,
oh
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In the corner building, in the corner
your
section.
First is
yeah.
There.
Wonderful. So, yeah. Wonderful. Well, glad y'all are here. Please call us if y'all need us, okay?
Yes.
This
yes.
is Holly. She runs our concierge desk.
That's
you can call
right.
Holly.
That's
she'll
right.
take care of you, I promise.
Good luck to you.
Absolutely.
I just want the record to reflect that I was the only one who knew how to pronounce your name.
You've been
called
you
Sicilian or something.
Did you learn that in middle school in Chicago?
In yeah. Chicago.
Okay, moving to resolution. A resolution appointing Jeffrey F. Smith as interim fire chief, City of Orange Beach, Alabama.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Welcome. Jeff, stand
thank
up.
You, Jeff.
Congratulations.
Anything you want
no
to say?
Big speech. No speech. You should stand
I'm
up.
I'm just messing with you, man.
I'll speak if you want.
We would love you to
I
speak.
To speak on of
yeah.
We would love you to speak.
First off, I'd like to say, in all my time knowing him, this is the first time I've ever seen him uncomfortable. He's made it very clear he did not want any accolades. He's not a guy that likes that kind of stuff. So, but I appreciate y'all's support. In this, and I appreciate Chief K's support, and I got some big shoes to fill, but I'm excited. I think we'll do a good job, and I appreciate all those guys on the back being here for us. So looking forward to moving forward yep. with it.
Yeah. Good deal. Well,
you'll
thank
do a great
you.
Job, Jeff. I know you will.
Yeah, thank you,
congratulations.
You got good folks supporting you, so
yes.
I know. Okay, resolution on reappointing Susan Boggs to the Gulf Shores Orange Beach Tourism Board of Directors.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? Do you want it, Susan?
Okay. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Done a great job, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you,
you
Susan.
You represented us well. All right. Resolution authorizing the execution of a cooperative agreement with Alabama Department of Environmental Management, permitting, regulating, monitoring, inspection services, $37,950.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution adopting an amended procurement policy for the City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of Amendment 3 to the subaward grant agreement with the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources for the Restore Act funded North Sewer Force Main Upgrade.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a subgrant award agreement, National Fish Wildlife Foundation. Removal, recycling, large-scale marine debris caused by Hurricane Sally, $367,959.44.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
You have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Watermark Design for Architectural Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Watermark Design. Provide design, bid, construction, administration, sir, roof replacement at the Justice Center. Hailstorm damage, $75,800.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture. Provide design services for Event Pavilion, Coastal Arts Center, $13,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution appropriating funds to the Orange Beach Board of Education to support city school system. Operations, $3,640,770.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. I think this is budgeted. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance agreement with McLean Motorsports, Bama Coast Cruising, part of the 2023 Freedom Fest.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a video surveillance system at Fire Station Number 3, Fire Department through state bid, $29,088.39.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution accepting a proposal from Threat Advice Technologies to improve wireless internet at Sportsplex, $52,002.73.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Is Threat Advice somebody new to the town?
Threat Advice? Who knows about Threat Advice? I think Ford would know. Unfortunately, Ford's not here.
Okay.
Could I ask you gentlemen to close those doors, please? Thank you.
Who else?
Do we have a second?
What about Matt? Does Matt know?
I don't do. You even think about it? Well, if Renee put it on here, then it's there. So anyway.
Okay.
Or we can table it until they get back. If you got a question,
I'd like to table it. If you don't mind, maybe move the table. We don't have a second. It's so we can have more.
I'm fine. What do you want? That's fine with me.
That's fine. Let's table it.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Till the 12th.
Who seconded?
It's only a week, and if
that's,
there's an
I'll
issue.
Second. Yeah.
Okay. So. Call the roll, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. Resolution authorizing settlement in the case of the Wireman versus the City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
I read through it. Nothing jumped out. And that's kind of what we discussed.
Everybody feels good about it?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Madge, did he not want us to table it?
No. Okay. How do we reintroduce it? I haven't done that so long. All right. We're talking with Renee or Ford now about the threat.
Yes.
And she said that it was time sensitive.
Okay.
So they're trying to make a connection so that they can give us a
okay.
summary.
That's
so
fine.
We may
so we come
back,
back
and reintroduce
back
okay.
to it.
Okay.
Sounds good to y'all?
Yes.
Resolution authorizing consent to judgment in the case of Brinzier Living Trust dated January 28, 2003 versus City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
This was an easement, correct? Crossing of an easement that was before our time.
It was way back when, yeah.
In 2003.
Yep. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Sawgrass Land Survey Subdivision Final Plat, property located north of the ICW, east of the Foley Beach Express, also known as Wharf Landing, $9,500.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. So do we want to go back to that now, or just wait to the end? So what is the name?
It's the same company that we've been using, Clint, CBI Technologies.
They changed their name, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
And it's the same company we've always used, and it's time to go ahead and get a contract in place.
Okay, so going back to resolution number 13, accepting a proposal from Threat Advice Technologies, we would like to go back to move.
We need a motion to reintroduce.
We'd like a motion to reintroduce this and the amount of $52,002.73.
Okay. So the first motion we vote to reintroduce, then yeah. We'll have a motion to accept and vote on.
So moved.
So call
so
the
moved.
Roll, please.
So it's seconded by Nell.
We're going to call the roll. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Yes. So I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, moving to public hearings. Public hearing to consider business license revocation for Super Salt Life Charter Boat Southern Belle.
And this has been resolved and withdrawn.
Oh, there it is. It's right in front of me. Resolved and withdrawn. I was getting excited. All right, public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance. Money Bayou Storage Buildings at 4400 and 4402 Money Bayou Drive, conditional use approval. Griffin.
Yes. Yes, this is a conditional use request for the Money Bayou Storage Buildings. This is located at 4400 and 4402 Money Bayou Drive. If you see on the map, it's at the southeast corner of Money Bayou and Minnie Lane. This lot's 11 and 12 of the Sweetwater Bayou Commercial Subdivision. Property and the subdivision are zoned general business. This is a request for approval of the conditional use to construct a mini warehouse storage facility. They'll have 11,600 square feet of storage area and 1,700 square feet of office area. Planning Commission considered this at their August meeting and gave it a favorable recommendation on 8-0 vote. Next couple of slides will just be for showing you the existing conditions of the property. And if we go to the next slide. Okay, and our next slide is going to show a proposed site plan. There are going to be two buildings. There will be a north building that will be entirely storage, and then the south building will be mixed use. We'll have storage and office space. Our next slide shows the proposed floor plans of the north and the south buildings. And the next slide will be the building elevations of the north building and the sides that will be facing Minnie Lane and also Money Bayou Drive will have the board and batten exterior finish. Rest of that sides will be metal. If we go to our next slide, we'll see the building elevations for the south building and the exterior finish of the office portion of that building will be board and batten finish. We'll have some brick skirting down at the bottom. And then the west side of the storage part of that building facing Money Bayou Drive will have the board and batten exterior finish. The rest of the storage part will be metal sided. Our next slide just shows the color elevations provided by the project architect. This will be as you're looking for Money Bayou Drive. Our next slide is some project information. Again, it's two buildings, total floor area is 13,300 square feet. That's 27% building coverage. It meets all the setback requirements. Landscaping, it sees it at 46%. The parking required is only for the office portion of it. The mini warehouse square footage is not calculated. Per code, but they're required six spaces. They're providing seven. They are doing gravel surface for their vehicular surface or use area, and the Planning Commission did approve the use of the gravel for the vehicular use areas. The fire department turnaround area, they agreed to have it, the distance increased from 150 to 180, subject to the buildings being equipped with sprinkler systems. And if there's increase in that vehicular distance greater than 180, they'll have to put a turnaround in. Just the next slide, this is just a rehash on the north building. Again, it's 8,000 square feet. It'll be all storage. There'll be 10 units in this. This is a single-story building. Again, it's going to have the hardy board and batten on the west and north sides that are facing the street. The west side will have brick skirting at the bottom. Remaining sides will have all metal, and the building, as you can see, is sort of a tannish color with this brick skirting and the shutters being white. If we go to our next slide, and this is the south building again. This is 5,300 total square feet. 3,600 of it would be storage space for three units, and then 1,700 square feet for the office, a single story. Again, the entire office section is going to be the board and batten finish, and the west side of the storage will be the board and batten, and all other parts of the storage will be metal. Again, it'll have the same color scheme as the north building. And they also have the customer entrance on the west side, and then we requested one be put on the north side, and they have done that. If we go to the next slide, just some additional comments on the project. The trash collection will be rollout containers. Exterior lighting will be mounted to the building, have sort of gooseneck lighting over the shutters. There will be no outside storage of boats, equipment, vehicles, et cetera, and they are required to file for preliminary minor subdivision to combine those two lots into one to be in compliance with our subdivision regulations. Next slide, just the conditional conditions of approval. The approval use of gravel and the utility letters, that's number one and two, those have been provided. Again, they have to do the subdivision plat. That has to be submitted, and the Knox, if they're going to have any gates on the premises, they'll just have to provide the Knox gate switches as required by the fire department. Providing documentation that the access road will support 75,000 gross pounds. That can be done at site permitting. Locations of the FTC on the site plan, and again, as I had mentioned about the turnaround allowance for it to be 100 up to 180 feet.
Thank you, Griffin. All right. Questions for Griffin?
Thank you, Griffin.
No. I think it should be noted that not all of the office space will be used to support the storage business, but there will be no customers coming to that building.
Okay. All right, open the floor up to the folks. Any questions, comments? If not, we'll close the public hearing. Moving to ordinances. First reading ordinance, amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance. Money Bayou Storage Buildings, 4400-4402, Money Bayou Drive, conditional use approval.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor
yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Yes. First reading, ordinance amending Chapter 10, Code of Ordinances of the City of Orange Beach, Alabama, to ban exotic animals and provide regulation for sheltering by agents of recognized wildlife association and zoos. First reading, ordinance amending Chapter 2, Code of Ordinances, City of Orange Beach, establish an electronic meeting policy for the City Council.
Move right. For unanimous consent to suspend the rules.
I think we said we were going to wait on that.
Do y'all want to?
And the ordinance regarding the electronic meeting policy.
Right.
I make a motion to move to postpone the issue to the first council meeting
in
October.
We don't have to have a motion. We just don't have unanimous consent. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Sir.
So everybody will be here.
So everyone's coming.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned, and I will call the committee of the whole Tuesday, September 5th, 2023, to order. Call the roll, please.
Here.
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 Here. Reschedule the council and committee of the whole meetings on September 19th to September the 12th. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, there's a whole bunch of these things, so I'm going to sort of give you the short version. How's that? Resolution. Purchase of a knuckle boom truck for public works through Sourcewell, $234,926. That's the one we got to order 2 years out.
Yes. That's right. We ordered one and we didn't get it, so we're rebudget. It won't even come out of this year's, but we got to get it on order.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. execution performance contract with Tanner Myatt for golf instruction services. Execution performance contract, Brandy Rees for tennis instruction services. Purchase of a drone for the police department through Sourcewell, $69,324.84 from Axon Enterprises. Purchase of 6 drones for the police department. Adorama camera, $90,029.58.
So I'm assuming the first one is a larger drone, Steve?
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah. That's correct.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Execution professional services agreement with Suncoast Builders, structural engineering and related services. Execution of a task order, Suncoast Builders, structural engineering service, temporary high school weight room, $2,500. Execution of a task order with Suncoast Builders, structural engineering, batting cages, $3,800.
Mayor, I wanted to point out that these two engineering numbers look very satisfactory in the scope of what we've been discussing over the years. I know it's a temporary deal, but thanks, Sunbelt.
Yeah. Yes. Good. Appreciate that.
You mean you
Glenn's
can't
done a good
breathe
job.
For less than $25,000?
Don't go there with me.
That's right.
Don't go there with me.
Hey, no, I saw the same thing. It's
yeah.
Refreshing to see that.
Yeah.
Execution Professional Services Agreement, J.F. Morris. Performance, theater performance of The Wizard of Oz.
Great.
Execution of a use agreement with Coastal Alabama Business Chamber for the 50th Annual National Shrimp Festival. Resolution authorizes a franchise for Crow's Kebabs, taxi service, City of Orange Beach. Franchise for Guff Logistics, Guff Limousine, City of Orange Beach. Coast Group Transportation, doing business as Coast Cab, City of Orange Beach. Franchise for BCC Waste Solutions to remove and dispose of commercial solid waste and to remove and transport construction demolition debris. Resolution authorizing the purchase of lighting for the softball field at the Sportsplex through Sourcewell. Musco Sports Lighting, $86,500. Resolution amending the fiscal year 23 budget, create a project budget for temporary school weight room, $250,000. Any questions on any of those? Set a public hearing date. McInnes Company Office and Storage, 10-3-23. Moving ordinances. Amending Ordinance 70, Article 2, Section 70-22, Code of Ordinance, City of Orange Beach, to change the speed limit on portions of Canal Road and State Highway 180. Y'all good with that?
Good with
yes.
All right, so you know what? Let's throw that out there so if anybody's got complaints about the speed limits. Yeah. So from docks to
the circle
is a 27 or 28 miles an hour, right?
Yes.
All right. East of the circle, where do we want to pick it up? East of the circle?
We said Bay Drive or Bay Circle?
Bay Drive at the church. We picked it up. Bay Circle? Okay. Whichever one's by the Baptist Church?
That's
Bay Circle.
Okay.
That's Bay Circle.
All right. We pick it up to 40 miles an hour, correct?
Down to yes. Wilson.
And at Wilson, it becomes 45 miles an hour all the way down to Bear Point and Perdido Gate.
Yes.
Right? So that means
until Phoenix on the Bay, and then it turns to 70, according to Mr. Brett. Talladega.
It will be.
It already is.
And I'm good.
Yeah.
So
Canal Road 500. Yeah.
The lighting at the softball field. Did we not do it when we built it? Is this additional lighting?
Don't be asking me questions.
So what, we just left existing lights there when we built it all?
Correct. So just upgrading them, we did the baseball, now we're doing the softball.
Thank you.
Anything else? I think we're going to pump the brakes on the spinning, let's get it done.
All right, anybody, got any questions, thoughts, comments, anything y'all would like to just talk?
Change that 28 to 30?
No.
We're doing it 28, try to get people's attention.
The reason we went from 25 to 27 or 28 was to definitively define golf carts can't go in streets that are over 25 miles an hour. So there was no question when you were asking about can a golf cart go there or not go there. But it was going to stay at 25. We chose to go there just for that reason.
Yeah. And then the main thing is to try to keep traffic slow up until you get to the circle.
Yes.
Because of just don't want anybody running into the circle. Like they're at Talladega.
It was a transition.
It is a big transition. Yes. I agree with that. But I just wonder why you just made it odd speed of it.
Well, Jeff is right.
Well,
Jeff is right. We don't want golf carts on the road.
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay. Anything else or anybody else? Okay. Well, if not, thank you, Chief. Gonna miss you, brother.
Yes.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.